Hey, 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 welcome to another Pastor Duke podcast. Thank you for tuning me in. I've been studying hard, listening closely, reading my Bible. The Spirit of God's been speaking to me, and I pray He will use me to speak to you today. And I just want to thank you for tuning it in. Since the war broke out in Israel with Hamas, my listenership has grown from about 8,000 per week to 11,000. And I'm very thankful, very humbled, very honored to have people listening to what I think. And I want to guide people accordingly, directing them towards the Word of God and towards the feet of King Jesus. Well, I just heard a new word, controligarch. How about that? I wish I'd have made it up. I'd have put it instantly into the dictionary. Controligarch. And I call my podcast today a nervous peek into 2024. It's December 15th as I do this podcast. You'll be hearing it about a month from now. Controligarch. I immediately went to the dictionary to look up the word oligarch. And I saw the meaning of the word, which is fascinating. It means a ruler. A very rich business leader. I've always thought of the Antichrist as a political leader. I'm thinking maybe it's more of a business leader. Time will surely tell. But an oligarch is a very rich business leader with a great deal of political influence, particularly with reference to individuals who benefited from the privatization of state-run industries after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Oh, I find that interesting. It seems more than a coincidence that former employee advisors and allies of the billionaire oligarchs have been parachuted into such positions. Kind of smells like backroom deals, kind of like it's not what you know, but who you know. It's kind of like follow the money. Kind of like James' prophecy about economics, chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Go to now, ye rich men, focus on rich men. Going to kind of give some indications how they got rich, and it wasn't by the sweat of their brow. It tells them their time is running out at the time of the end. It says, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Kind of sounds like an economic collapse to me. Kind of sounds like a economic reset would be coming. Your gold and silver is cankered. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. This will be the last days economic situation. It says, behold, the hire of the laborers, that's you and I, the worker bees, the blue-collar people that just get up, work hard, and try to have a good life, who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud. See, we're doing their work. We're carrying out society, but backstage is riddled by, according to the Bible, fraud. Fraud will rule the day backstage at high economic places, high political places. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord. That means God is listening. He sees the worker bees. He sees the common people looking up to him. Just like at the time of Jesus, the rich class, the religious class rejected him, but the commoners followed him. As it was in the days of Jesus, so it is even in our day. You have lived, these rich people, these controligarchs, I like to call them, you have lived in pleasure on the earth, you know, the elite class, but you've been wanting, you've come up empty. You have everything on the outside, but you are bankrupt on the inside. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. God doesn't settle his books every 90 days, but the day draws close, and he will uncover it all, and he will settle his books. But until then, we wait on the Lord, and we watch, and we pray. 2024 looms out before us with a world fearing, nervous about a potential for World War III. it could be upon us is in the thoughts of many people all around the planet. Digital money is subtly moving the nations away from cash currency. 184 nations have said yes in advance to the upcoming World Health Organization vote in May 2024 to empower the World Health Organization to sovereignty reigning over the nations concerning any future pandemics, any future vaccines, approved or not approved medications, and lockdowns. Are you kidding me? The mainstream media is crickets about this, and this is huge. It's just part of the agenda of the globalist. Doesn't that smell of globalism conquering nationalism as Revelation 13 promises will come? We have a U.S. presidential election in full swing. We have a senile incumbent as the only Democrat running at this time. Could that be changing soon? We have a corrupt media in bed and part of the control oligarchs, in my view. The chatter on both the mainstream media and the alternate news media is a potential devastating cyber attack which could plunge our nation into absolute chaos. Makes me wonder if there may be no November elections. Oops, I just jumped ahead of myself. I'm listening to Bill Gates explain a new pandemic coming in 2025 with what he calls the catastrophic contagion, way, way more hurtful and dangerous and deadly than COVID-19. I listened to him. I noticed the LGBTQ plus agenda, though opposed by many, has not lost any of its momentum. Sodom is the present moral code of our country. Our borders are wide open. Our government is beyond bankrupt. Our debt is staggering, $34 trillion last I checked. No one in Congress except Rand Paul even dare mention the debt. 100,000 plus will die of fentanyl poisoning this year again in America with not even a plan to help stop it. Human trafficking has been uncovered and exposed, yet nearly no heads have rolled as the mainstream media, Disney, corporate America, Department of Justice, the FBI sweeps it all under the rug. Well, I promise you, God isn't sweeping anything under the rug. It will all be revealed when it's God's time. We have runaway inflation globally, not just here in our country. We have farms being shut down with a growing human population. Sounds like something big is up. We have severe energy unavailability around the world and global fertilizer shortages. We have failing electric car industry, failing green energy industries, attempt to green up the world by wind and solar. It's all failing. We have wars and rumors of wars, as Jesus said we would have in the time of the end. We have combatant armies encircling Israel. That's a big one on the prophetic scene. When you see Jerusalem circled about by adversarial armies, that's here today. It all begs the question, has God's judgment begun to fall upon this world and upon our country? Begs the question, might God's holy long suffering about to be running out? Might King Jesus be soon to return and take his bride to his father's house? Oh, that's what I long for. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draws near. Seems to me all these things are converging. 2024 will be the most biblically interesting year of my 70 years upon this planet. Looks like a lot of things are coming to a head in 2024. All of which brings me back around to my newest word, control oligarchs. Isn't that a beautiful word? control agarics, which I see as a strong and biblically accurate word to what we see unfolding now. This past week, I listened to Tucker Carlson interview the most banned man in all U.S. media history, Alex Jones, who has now become somewhat mainstream as his so-called conspiracy theories are all found out to be true. Carlson asked him, how could you foresee and call so many huge events like 9/11 in advance? Jones said, quote, I don't foresee anything. I chose a long time ago to listen to the global power brokers. I read everything that comes out of Davos. I read the small print of the UN documents, especially the 2030 agenda. I listen to what Bill Gates is dreaming about. I read Klaus Schwab's books. I studied Henry Kissinger, read all his books. I listened to Schwab's science guy, Yuval Noah Harari. I listened to George Soros. What you call me foreseeing the future is in reality me listening to them telling the world what their plans are, unquote. When I unfold their plans, they come after me with all they have, and that's a lot. You see, these are the control oligarchs. Included in their Davos teams are the tech giants, Zuckerberg, Dorsey, Bezos, the Silicon Valley big boys, the military industrial giants, the BlackRock boys, the media giants, the high-profile college presidents like we just heard from MIT, Penn, and Harvard presidents this past week embracing anti-Semitism on their campuses and expose their complete wokeness. The gal from Penn stepped down, but not out. They just moved her around. She hasn't lost a penny, but they were ashamed of how she handled it, trying to sweep it under the rugs. But it's all here. I like to call these control oligarchs the devil's varsity team. So in the last part of this podcast, I simply will tell you what the varsity team has said is their plans. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's their stated plans in their own words. I'm not called to stop them. I'm a perfect peace. I'm called to expose them in the light of Scripture. If my podcast numbers were to go from the present 11,000 per week to, say, 11 million per week, you can expect to see me arrested and financially ruined by frivolous lawsuits. That is their clear pattern. Ask Alex Jones, ask General Flynn, or any in the Trump family. They'll take you down any way they can. I think a better scriptural word for them would come from Paul's writing to the Ephesians when he said, quote, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I see them as demonic control oligarchs, empowered by Satan, used of Satan to accomplish his devious purpose of global control, to sit in the temple of God in Jerusalem, claiming that he is God. It's all coming, and these are the people he is using to make it happen. Well, peeking into 2024, they will continue, this is the media, to deflect attention from their most important advance towards globalism. They are excellent at creating smokescreens to capture the populace's attention, with the predictable outcome of adding fear-mongering, and division among a desperate and, unfortunately, so ignorant population. So, meanwhile, backstage, they unfold a global digital ID, a central bank digital currency, always packaged in pretty wrappings for the convenience of the people, for the greater good. This will help to stop crime. All the while, they are the criminals. All the while, taking away the citizens' rights. All the while, Satan tightens his global grip. all the while dressing up the bad guys as though they were the good guys, and dressing down the good guys, the whistleblowers, as the evil ones, with all their far-out conspiracy theories. I think that's where the list they've got me on. They say they plan to tie it all together, everything, totally, into a digital system with a social credit score, exactly as they do now in China. They will have everything on you, every dollar, income and outgo. They will have all your social media posts, all things that you've chosen to listen to, all phone conversations, all texts. They'll have all your medical and financial records. Your listening to the Pastor Duke podcast will cost you on your social credit score that they have planned to set up. This would sound Star Trek-y 30 years ago, but it's all technologically in place today. They can shut you down whenever they want. Ask the Canadian truckers about it. Ask the farmers in the Netherlands about it. They just tuned off their, shut down their accounts. Next, I see the globalists have a huge problem looming in the November presidential election coming here in the United States, with a strong nationalist candidate leading all the polls in the person of Donald J. Trump. They have another huge problem in the bumbling, senile incumbent, Joe Biden. If they remove Biden via the 25th Amendment, that puts Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidency, which horrifies both sides. Then after her is the born-again Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, whom they may view as more deplorable than Trump. One with a biblical worldview is a couple heartbeats away from the presidency. Oh, I find that very interesting. What might God have up his sleeve? Well, God told us what the devil has up his sleeve, but I find it interesting. Well, Trump's first 4 years put back the globalist agenda from the 2021 agenda to the 2030 agenda. And today there are millions and maybe billions of people around the world understanding who the deep state really is, compared to only 4 years ago. Today, the deep state has to contend with Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan and his 20 million listeners, Elon Musk exposing their globalist power play and their moral filth. Most of their censorship and collusion with the globalist Democrat leaders has been exposed for what it is, for the treason, the evil that it is. It won't be nearly as easy to cheat in 2024 as it was in 2020. The polls are scaring the deep state. The dying mainstream media and exponential growth of alternate media news sources are scaring the deep state. The growing awareness of child and human trafficking is scaring the deep state. The awakening of the Black and Hispanic communities to the political evils levied against them in the past is scaring the deep state. The growing awakening and hatred for the warmongering military industrial control oligarchs high in public office today, on both sides of the political aisle, is scaring the deep state. Putting all of that and so much more into perspective may see the deep state being so desperate. And when you have that much financial, military, and political and judicial power with their backs to the wall at the human level, this is scary. It begs the question, what might they do? Well, they killed both Kennedys back in the 60s who had just begun to expose them. Death means nothing to the devil. He's a murderer from the beginning. Death means nothing to the deep state. Look at the fate of those who have gone public to expose them. Follow the dead bodies. Time will surely tell. A most interesting prophetic year lies just ahead of us. Now, the biggest issue facing us, and this is coming from both the mainstream media and the alternate news, when those two are on the same page, I'm listening. Barack Obama just became a film producer on Netflix. Isn't that interesting? His new film, Leave the World, it portrays a devastating cyber attack on our country, putting us into chaos, lockdown, and a broken power grid. That, my friend, strikes fear in any thinking person's heart. The villains that can make this happen can easily cover it up and blame shift it all on Russia, China, and North Korea, or whoever they choose to blame it upon. Remember the Russian hoax? It all turned out to be a hoax. But for 3 years, it was a dominant position in the news. Falsely blaming, blame shifting. Well, Obama's movie has subtle 666 signs in the early scenes. If you watch it, look for them, you'll see them. There are clear themes of racism, blame it on the white guys, and fear generated by the darkness of this movie. Again, it begs the question, is this a winky-dink, or could this be a demonic, prophetic movie? Satan has often predicted his plans through movies, through books in the past. Why Obama? Why this theme? Why now? We shall soon see. I hope there's nothing that comes of all of this, but you can't count it out. You got to keep your eye on it. A horrific stage event such as could cause there to be a cyber attack, could cause there to be no 2024 election at all. Martial law in place like we've never seen before. Not just in America, it could be globally. Something's going to be catastrophic that allows the Antichrist to ultimately step up into that kind of global power. Man, I hope none of this is true. I pray against it. Is the evil so deep that man could inflict such pain upon fellow man? History proves it is. They are, because it's Satan behind it all, the murder from the beginning. Father of all lies. It's clear that the United States is not a major end times political power broker, Ezekiel 38. America may be one of the young lions of Tarshish, which many scholars believe to be England. So the young lions of Tarshish would be Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and America. Whoever this nation is, these young lions of Tarshish, I think it's America. When Russia and her allies march down against the Antichrist into Jerusalem in Ezekiel 38, they are diplomatically opposed to this Russian coalition coming down to fight against Israel, which is now controlled at that point by the Antichrist. But for some reason, they don't, or they won't, lift a finger to help. Well, if Tarshish is England and U.S. is a young lion of Tarshish, Ezekiel 38, something has rendered the United States to be militarily impotent. Am I predicting the fall of the United States? No, I'm not. But it seems to me it could fit biblically. I know it's going to happen someday. Am I predicting it happens in 2024? No, but let me tell you, the table set. America deserves to crumble due to our moral filth, the murder of 64 million innocent babies. America deserves the judgment of God because of our sodomy. The how this could happen has many possibilities, but the cyber lockdown grips me most. The when is always interesting. With a presidential election looming this year, America must be broken before the Antichrist can fuse us into the Western power bloc of the European Union. There's also more pandemic potentials, as Bill Gates often alludes to. I'm just quoting the Billmeister, a control oligarch, in my view. There are huge plans, he says, for more untested and universally mandated vaccines. At the epicenter of the CDC, the World Health Organization, the UN 2030 agenda rollout. this is in their own words, it's chilling to listen to them. I also see censorship battle to continue to rage in 2024. Thus far, with all the uncovering of corruption from Hillary's destroyed emails to the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner to the Obama Fast and Furious scandal to the Clinton paid for Russian hoax to the spying on Trump's campaign and on his White House to the Wiener laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop to the Epstein black book. Still, no evil heads have rolled. We know from the Word of God it will all be revealed in God's time. Will 2024 be God's time? I'm always hoping so. I want justice served. I want evil to be stopped. I want evil to be punished. Will Jesus come this year? Nobody knows the day or the hour. Will there be a bit of moral revival and through human prayer and efforts of the Patriot movement? Will God push evil back this year through national elections? Will the UN get pushed back 20 to 50 years more? Will Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari be put back into the scientific fiction book where they belong? Have their transhumanism plans been delayed another generation? God has time in his hands. When I watch evil ones trying to kill Jesus, as I read through the New Testament, he always slipped away and he'd smile and say, "Mine hour has not yet come. My time has not yet come." And he just walks through the crisis. He was in absolute control then, and he remains, I promise you, in absolute control now. It's not the deep state in control. It's not the nationalist in control. They are in warfare, one against the other, but it's King Jesus who is in control. The deep state only has the power Jesus allows them to have in any given moment. Their moment could be now. It may be later. No matter when, no matter when Jesus rose. Jesus came to the point and said, it's your time now. And he laid down his life. He said, you don't take it from me. I lay it down. No greater love hath no man than he lays down his life for his friends. And so as Jesus was sovereign then, he still is. We are completely triumphant in Christ. It doesn't really matter which way it goes. It doesn't really matter who the candidates are, who wins or loses the election. Our victory is assured. It won't be a political victory. It will be a person, his name, which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, Nero's knee will bow. Every Pharaoh's knee will bow. Nebuchadnezzar will bow. Hitler's knee will bow. Every dictator, Lenin, Mao, Chairman G, King Jong Il, Pol Pot, they're all going to bow to King Jesus. Every president, Obama, Clintons, all the Bushes, Biden, Trump, every knee will bow. Every senator, every congressman, their knee will bow. And their mouths will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Son of God. He's Emmanuel. He's a Redeemer. He's the Savior of the earth. Well, 2024 clearly is the most interesting year of my life. My heart is ready for Jesus to return. I hope yours is too. It's not by the works of righteousness which we do, but according to his mercy, he'll save us. How does he do that? Well, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Have you had a moment in time when you called on his name, asked him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins? Have you repented? Have you turned to him? Has there been a life change? Well, gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Aren't you grateful that he explained what to look for? And here it is. It's my honor to study it out for you. Hope God uses me to help you fit it all together. And be ready for such a time as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. God bless. Love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.